Today's Tanya begins with Perek Lamed, chapter 30, Tanya for the 16th of Adar Aleph, in which the Alter Rebbe continues the method by which a person arrives at a humility, at a bittul that prevents Timtum Halev. Another thing that he should take to heart, the person who has Timtum Halev, a complacency of the heart. He should take to heart my merazal v'hevei shval ruach b'fnei kol ha'odam. You should be humble before every person. You should feel lowly before every person. Feel inferior to every person, as the Alter Rebbe explains. Because the Mishnah, or commentaries on the Mishnah say that v'hevei shval ruach b'fnei kol ha'odam, how can you feel lowly? In hate to every person you meet, inferior. You consider yourself inferior. Literal meaning. So the commentaries say it means that you should behave, you should conduct yourself as if you were inferior. But the Alter Rebbe insists on the literal meaning. Vehevei be'emes la'amite. It doesn't say to conduct yourself, it says to be. To be in all sincerity, lowly and inferior before every person. Bifnei kol ha'odam mamash, and every person is also not an exaggeration. It is also to be taken literally. You have to be literally humble and literally before every person. Afilu bifnei kol shebekalim, even compared to the lowest of the low. The Rebbe says that in most of the Tanya's, most of the editions of Tanya that he has seen, the version or the quote is Bifnei Kol Ha'odam with a hey. There are other places in Tanya where the Rebbe quotes the Mishnah, the Alter Rebbe quotes the Mishnah without the hey, Bifnei Kol Odom. So the Rebbe writes that every word in Tanya is carefully chosen and thoughtfully chosen, including also whether the vowel is added or left out. And there's a story in Beis Rebbe that is handed down from generation to generation, that once the Mahazil, the Alter Rebbe's brother, came into the room where the Alter Rebbe was sitting by the table and writing, and he was lost in thought. After a while, the Alter Rebbe looked up, and he saw his brother there, so he said to him, "This is the third week now that I'm concentrating on the writing of this word," and he showed him a page of the manuscript of the Tanya, and the Alter Rebbe said, "I'm trying to decide whether I should write it with a vav or without a vav, a connecting vav. As for example, in Perek Mem Aleph, in the beginning of Perek Mem Aleph, the Alter Rebbe writes there that Zeishis Ho'aveda Ve'ikra V'sharsha." And he could have written Zeishis Ho'aveda Ikra V'sharsha. And he had to decide whether he should write it V'ikra V'sharsha with a vav or not. And the Rebbe said to him as follows: for a vav in the Beinoni, it is worth giving away 6 weeks. And in the seventh week, you know, to decide whether to write the vav or not. And in the seventh week, it suddenly becomes brilliant with an essential light. For every letter of connection, for every vav, connecting vav, in the Sefer HaTanya, before I decided to write it or not write it, I rethought the whole Sefer. So we see how carefully the Alter Rebbe chose every letter in the Tanya. So here also, whether he writes it with a hey, kol ha'odam, or without a hey, kol odam, also must be chosen carefully and must have a meaning and a message in it. So the Rebbe explains, there are two ways that a person comes to feel humble before others. One is based on the Mishnah on the Gemara of do not judge your friend until you've come to his place, because his place can contribute to his sin. Either because he is in a place of unholiness physically in the streets, or spiritually, he is a very hot-blooded and passionate person. And therefore, for him to resist his Yetzer Hara is a very great struggle. And so the person has to consider within himself whether he would overcome those obstacles if he would pass those tests, if he were put to them. That's one way of becoming humble. The other is that we have to feel and recognize that we are incomplete without the other. And just as a body has a head and feet, and the head is the highest part of the body, and the feet are the lowest part of the body, and yet without the feet, the head suffers, and through the feet, the head can be healed, and so on. So by considering the significance and the importance of that the legs have to the head becomes humble and accepting of the feet. The difference between these two considerations, these two means of attaining humility, is that in the first one, you experience a lowliness, a sadness, and a bitterness. And yet, as the Alter Rebbe says later in Tanya, that's acceptable, it's necessary to go through all of that in order to humble the Yetzer Hara and to be able to avoid sin and to do good. In considering this form of lowliness, the lowliness of the person, in that he wouldn't pass the test and he wouldn't be as good as others, here, the humble, the humility, the lowliness applies to Jew and non-Jew equally. As for example, the Gemara tells an incredible story about Doma ben Nesina and how he honored his father, and he wasn't a Jew. So the person who is going about the first contemplation about how he might not be any better were he in that position can be humbled by the non-Jew as well. The second manner, considering the completeness that all the parts of the body contribute to the other parts of the body, this applies only to our fellow Jew, because all Jews make up one body. But it doesn't include the non-Jew. Now when the Gemara says, wherever it says Adam, it refers to Jews. Where it says Ha'adam, it refers to all people, including non-Jews. And that's why here in Tanya, when he's talking about breaking the Timtum Halev, breaking the arrogance of the Yetzer Hara, here it is necessary to use the first method of humility. And that is to consider how you wouldn't have done any better. And that makes you lower even than the animal. And so on. And that would include being humble before all people, including the non-Jew. But later on, when the Alter Rebbe is talking about Avas Yisroel, and he has to think about how he is dependent, connected to every other Jew, there the Alter Rebbe quotes the Girsa of Bifnei Kol Odom without the hay, because it is a humility that one feels to one's fellow Jew. It does not include the non-Jew. The same is also in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, in the Alter Rebbe Siddur. The Alter Rebbe writes there Bifnei Kol Odom and not Ha'odom, because in the Mishnah it's talking about learning Torah, that even though you learn a lot of Torah, you still should be humble before every person and learn from them. In other words, learn Torah from them. So that's a reference to your fellow Jew and not to the non-Jew. And if from one letter, the addition of the hay, we can learn so much in Tanya, how much more so can we learn from a whole word in Tanya, from a whole phrase, and certainly from a whole pesek of Tanya. So the Rebbe says, the Alter Rebbe says, that you have to also bring on a humility within yourself that comes from the consideration of the Mishnah, that you have to be humble before all people. And how can it be that you should truly be humble and literally before every person? V'hainu apimai marizau. This is based on another statement of the sages, that we may not judge our friend until we've come to his place. Meaning to say that when we look at somebody and we see him sinning, we shouldn't judge him. We shouldn't judge for two reasons. First of all, because we have to love our fellow Jew and overlook the judgment. The judgment prevents us from loving him. And second of all, because if we judge him here below, that might lend severity or add severity to the judgment above. So if the person is being judged above in heaven, and we say something critical or condemning about him, that can be added to the judgment, and he can suffer for it. And so we have to be careful not to judge our friend. But why shouldn't we judge him? Because we haven't been in his place, either a physical place or a spiritual place. Because his place contributes to his sin. Since in order to make a livelihood, he has to be in the marketplace all day. So when he's not running around, he is sitting in the street corners, in an unholy environment. And his eyes see all the temptations. And what the eye sees, the heart wants. The eye sees and the heart wants. So because he is exposed to all of this, which he can't choose his environment, his livelihood takes him to places where he really shouldn't be, and yet this is where he spends his days. So the result is that what the eye sees, the heart wants. The yitzre beyer ketanu beyaram ufa. And so his yetzer hara burns like a fiery oven. Not like a normal yetzer hara, but an overly stimulated yetzer hara. As it is written in the Navi, it burns like a flaming fire, like a fire that has been fanned into a large flame. Whereas the person who goes in the streets very seldom. Most of the time he's in his home, in an environment that he chooses for himself. And also in the spiritual sense, even if he went all day long in the marketplace, it is possible that he is not by nature so passionate. Because the Yetzer Hara is not equal in all people. Not the same in everyone. Yesh, Yitzre, etc. There are those whose Yetzer Hara is like an angry bull. There are those whose Yetzer Hara is like a passive lamb, and so on. So there's a difference from one Yetzer Hara to another in terms of intensity, of aggression. There's also a difference in terms of area. For one person, the Yetzer Hara is in kindness, and for the other person, the Yetzer Hara is in severity. Kameshikosim Makimacher is explained elsewhere. So the two things, the two places of the person, the physical place, the going in the street corners, and the spiritual place, the nature of his animal soul, these are things that contribute to a person's sins. So when we see a person sinning, before we judge him, we have to first put ourselves in his place and to consider whether we would do better given those kinds of tests. In the Hagim Yom, for the 16th of Adar Aleph, the Rebbe writes that Rabbeinu Hazakin Omar, the Alter Rebbe, said that the Trumais HaMishkan in the donations and the offerings to the Mishkan, there was gold, silver, and copper. And there was nothing that sparkled except for the mirrors that were given by the women. And from this, from these mirrors, they made the wash basin and its base. Hakir v'kani, the wash basin, and the base of the wash basin, heim haboyim ba'achreina b'chol klei ha-mishkan. They are the last of all the articles of the Mishkan. the tashmishehu bezeish kol avedis hamishkan. But when was it used? It was used at the beginning of all the avedis. Before the kohen did anything, the kohen first had to use the wash basin to wash his hands and feet. Ki noot chiloson b'seifan, because the beginning is connected to the end, is expressed in the end. So the highest intention, the original intention, finds expression and fulfillment in the end, in the final step, in the lowest step and the most practical, in the deed.